You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and to get things underway this week, we call on Clifford Brown.
Thank you.
Howard McGhee and the crew to round out our set. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started out with Clifford Brown and a classic, Stockholm Sweetening, from February of 1953. Both Clifford Brown and Art Farmer are here, and the rest of the band was filled out with Swedish personnel. Comes off a package called the Clifford Brown Memorial on the Prestige label. Also from that same package, Clifford was featured under a title under Ted Dameron's name, Choose Now, from June 1953. Clifford Brown and Idris Suleiman on trumpets, Herb Mullins on trombone, Gigi Grice alto, Benny Golson tenor, Oscar Estell on baritone, Ted Dameron piano, Percy Heath bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. After Ted Dameron and Clifford Brown, we heard from Cal Jader. This is an interesting piece. This comes off a package called West Side Story, Cal Jader accompanied by Claire Fisher's orchestra, from October 1960, and what we listened to was Cool. Cal Jader on the Fantasy label. Then we listen to Mary Lou Williams. This dates back to 1947, one she did several times, tune called Lonely Moments. This one was issued on the Circle label, and Mary Lou was accompanied by a 10-piece orchestra with Jack the Bear Parker on drums. That brought us around to Howard McGhee, a piece called Low Flame from January 1950. Howard McGhee and the All-Stars on the Blue Note label. Howard McGhee on trumpet, Brewmore tenor, J.J. Johnson trombone, Kenny Drew on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Here's a CD that arrived in the mail over the past week. It's Dodo Marmarosa on the Argo label, package called Dodo's Back. It's out of print here in the States. I got a copy in Japan. Let's check out a couple of tracks with Dodo Marmarosa. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's Sonny Rollins at the Music Inn, the Metro Jazz label. It dates back to August of 1957. Sonny and I'll Follow My Secret Heart. Sonny Rollins tenor, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on the drums. And again, let's go to the top of that set. We featured two sides with Dodo Marmarosa. The first one, April played the fiddle. From May of 1961, Dodo on piano, Richard Evans bass, Marshall Thompson on the drums. And then from that same session, we listened to Dodo and On Green Dolphin Street. And once again, comes off a package on the Argo label called Dodo's Back. After Dodo Marmarosa, we listened to Coleman Hawkins, Lost in the Fog, from January 1952 on the Decca label. Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Sanford Gold piano, Al Casamente guitar, Trigger Alpert on bass, Bunny Shocker on the drums, plus an unknown string section. And that brought us around to Sonny Rollins and I'll Follow My Secret Heart. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our timeline here on the program runs roughly from 1944 to 1964. Up next, we've got Thad Jones. Thank you.
Pleasure. it's a treasure. And when the hours grow later, what is better than such a beauty, you may forget to heed the call of duty, but if you give the slip, take your ship, miss the trip, take a tip and blame.
Sarah Vaughan and An Occasional Man from October 1955 on the Mercury label. Smokin' Band here. Ernie Royal, Bernie Glow on trumpets, J.J. Johnson and Kay Winding trombones, Cannonball Adderley, Sam Merowitz on altos, Jerome Richardson on tenor, Jimmy Jones piano, Turk Van Lake on guitar, Joe Benjamin bass, Roy Haynes on the drums, and the whole thing was arranged by Ernie Wilkins. Sarah Vaughan to round out the set. We started with Thad Jones going back to January 1957. Birdsong was the name of it. Thad Jones on trumpet, Frank West tenor, Henry Coker trombone, Tommy Flanagan piano, Eddie Jones bass, Elvin Jones on the drums. Sandwiched in between, we called on Billy Taylor from April 1955. This comes off a package called A Touch of Taylor on the Prestige label. Tune called Daddy-O. Billy Taylor piano, Irv Matt on the bass, and Percy Bryce on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're just about at the end of the trail for another week. Once again, it's Jazz Oasis, and the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. To wrap things up this week, we'll start out with Charles Mingus. This is interesting. Comes off a package on the Impulse label called Mingus Plays Piano. It dates back to July of 1963. And Mingus calls this Myself When I Am Real. We'll see you next time around.